Morning. Today's daf is daf Dalid in Avodah Zarah. We begin the daf at the bottom of the daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we continue. We're in the middle of Agadata. We will be in the middle of Agadata for the next couple of days. Masechta starts off just right into Agadata. Today will be no different. Okay. The bottom of the Amud on daf Gimel Amud Beis. So we're going to go back up a little bit, and we're going to start about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Reish Lakish. Learning at night. All right. Amar Reish Lakish Kol Ozik B'Torah B'Olam Hazeh Adam Al Laila Kars Baruch Moshe Chalav Chush Al Chesed B'Olam Haba Adam Al Yam Adam Al Yam Shenemar Yamam Yitzveh Hashem Chazda. Okay, learning at night. We talked about this yesterday. The significance of learning at night. The importance of learning at night. Although it's a mitzvah both day and night, but there's a special significance to learning Torah at night. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, my dechsev, vateaseh adam kidage hayam keremes lo moshe bo. Man was made like dage hayam, was made like fish in the ocean. Okay, so the Navi Chavakuk, one of Treyasar, makes a very clear comparison to us and fish. Shlama nimshul b'nei adam kidage hayam. What is that comparison? The Gemara now wants to know, how do you understand that comparison between us and fish? Lam lecha ma'adagim shaviyam kevin sha'olam liyavashem yad meisim af b'nei adam kevin sha'porshim b'divrei Torah umin ha'mitzvos miyad meisim. Just like fish cannot be without water, we cannot be without mitzvos. Plain and simple, that is the comparison between us and fish. Davar acher, ma'adagim shaviyam kevin sha'kajra aleim chama miyad meisim kach b'nei adam kevin sha'kajra aleim chama miyad meisim. Another drasha is a description of how we are like fish, in the sense that just when you direct, when you flash direct sunlight on the fish die. Same thing with us. If you put direct sunlight upon us, so we die. What exactly does that mean? So, the Gemara goes on to give two explanations of what this means, direct sunlight and we die. So some say in this world, some say in the world to come. Or it could go hand in hand with Rabbi Chanina taught. Rabbi Chanina told us that as far as the world goes, God runs the world and God's in total control of the world. But there are little things that we control, and that is sinim upachim. Sinim upachim. Heat and cold, right? If it's cold outside and you need to bundle up, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's job, that's our job, meaning we're total in control of that. And if we get sick on account of that, that's really our fault, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. Shenamar tinim upachim baderech ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. The Navi describing tinim upachim says shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. You could protect yourself from that. That has nothing to do with God, that's you, that's all you. Okay, so that's one explanation. So we are like Dage Ayam in the sense that we can protect ourselves from the sun, and that's not in God's control, that's in our control. Ibai Sema, another Pshat says the Gemara, La Olam Haba. It's talking about Olam Haba, because Rav Shimon Malakish, Rav Shimon Malakish, Ein Gehenim La Osid Lavo Elokash Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika Umakdir. There is no Gehenim. Okay? What is Gehenim? So, of course I don't know, but some sort of way of judging in the world to come. So Shimon Malakish says, look, there's no different place. There's no real Gehenna. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzi chama min ha'taka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the sun from its wherever it's being kept. U'makdir. And the sun shines and it radiates. And it's going to be that very same sun that will both be, you'll see the tzaddikim sun tanning in the sun, and you'll see the Rishayim getting burnt. Rishayim nidonim bo, tzaddikim misrapim bo. Right? The tzaddikim get a refuah from this sun. Rishayim nidonim bo, we're now on the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Dechsev ki hine ayom ba. Bo er katanor. Vihine kol zedim. Vichol ose risha kash velahat osam hayom ba. Amar Hashem tzvakos. Asher lo yazov lahem sharish va'anaf. Citation from the Pasuk in Malachi. The Navi describes over there that on that day, ki hine hayom ba, that day, right, this is a day of judgment, so there's going to be, it's going to burn like an oven, and all the zedim, all the people who are intentional sinners, kash v'lahat, they're going to burn up like straw. Okay? That is the Navi's description, and Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that's a description of this sun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use to burn. And Sadiqim Misrapim Badichsiv V'Zarcha Lachem. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Lo Sharish Balam Azev Lo Anaf Lo Maba. Just in terms of the end of that pasuk, Lo Sharish V'Anaf, there's not going to be any root or branch. So the Gemara says the double lashon, it's essentially saying the same thing, once for this world and once for the world to come. And Sadiqim Misrapim Badichsiv V'Zarcha Lachem Yirei Shemei Shemesh Sadka Umarpe Bechnafeha. This same sun is going to radiate, and we're going to get a refuah, get some sort of medicinal value from the sun. We're going to heal. Below Od El Shemadimba, and right as great as this imagery is, we're going to sunbathe in the sun of the Yom Hadin. Shenem Rav Yatzasim Upashim Ki Iglei Mar Bake. We're going to be like calves who are herding, right, just out in the sun, lying out in the sun, and that's going to be the tzaddikim and the asid lava. Okay, that's one explanation of how we're compared to fish. Okay? Two so far. So far we have two explanations of how we're compared to fish. Davar acher, madagna shabiyam kol gadol mechaver boleis chaver apnei adam, yomalei mora shamachus kol gadol mechaver boleis chaver. In the world of fish, right? In the world of fish, big fish eats little fish. That's just how the fish world works. And the truth of the matter is that in human society, the same thing would have been pretty much the same, meaning that the bigger person would swallow up, would consume, would kill the smaller person. That's essentially what would happen. And the only thing that prevents that is Yirish HaMachos, right? There's a governmental system, meaning not a Jewish government, just simply any governmental system that has laws and rules, and it creates a society. And had it not been for that, basically, we would have behaved just like the fish. In fact, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Chanina is going to call him Omer, having mispalo b'shlom shomachos. There's you have a responsibility to pray on behalf of the government, right? Most shuls in America, if not every shul in America, so they have a tefillah, right? They have tefillah shlom medina. They also have medina seret yisrael, but they also have a tefillah for the government, right? We don't do it in hashkama. It's takes too much time. So okay, but that's it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that you must pray for the government. Chaim Balo. Because had it not been for the government, essentially everybody would just beat on everyone else, and the strong would survive, and the weaker would get swallowed up. And it's really that government that creates structure and society and laws, rules, and regulations. And Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim says, you got to pray for the government. And that goes back now. That's another pshat in how we're compared to the fish in the ocean. Okay. Good. Good pausing point. The Gemara now will talk more about the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are so far off tangent, but that's the way Agadata works. Agadata is like free association. You know, we talk about one thing, we go on to move on to another thing, and it's, you know, it's just, that's just the way Agadata works. So now we have touched on a little bit about the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, right? And we described the Kohen of Yeshua ben Levi. It's like one sun that heats. It's the same one sun that heats the tzaddikim and burns the rishayim. So the Gemara now will spend a considerable amount of time talking about the Yom HaDin and talking about God's judgment. Rav Chinan Bar Papa Rami Ksiv. One pasuk says Shakai lo mitzaonu sgi koach. One pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu not using his full strength, right? Holding back, so to say. Uksiv gadol adoneinu v'rav koach. Yet we have a pasuk in Tehillim we say every morning in Pesukah Zimra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rav koach. In Ksiv yimin Hashem nedari b'koach, and in Az Yashir. Similarly, we have Hashem ne'edari b'koach, he is grand in his koach. So, somewhat of a rub. One pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu not using all of his koach, and other pasukim say that he uses full koach, lo kasha. Kan b'shas adin, kan b'shas hamelchama. Depends. When it's shas din, when he's judging, so he doesn't use full koach, right? It's not set to extra high. He withholds his din. Because had he not be withholding his din, nobody would able to stand it. When it comes to Muhammad, So then he uses full kalach. In fact, it's pretty much the Therish and the Pasuk in Az Yashir. In other words, Az Yashir certainly is talking about him going out to war. Hashem Milchama, Hashem Ish Milchama, Hashem Shmo. So it's pretty clear that that's one way to resolve the different Pesukim. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanin, Rami Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Chema Ein Li, Uksiv, No Kem Hashem Uval Chema. Okay? Kavi Yachol, again, to the best of our understanding, Kadosh Baruch Hu has anger. And again, there's a discrepancy in the Pesukim describing God's anger. In Yeshayahu, it says, Chema Ein Li, I don't have anger. And then we have another Pasuk, No Kem Hashem Uval Chema, Hashem has anger. So, okay, so again, how we understand that, you know, human emotions ascribed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Shaber Saznaim is just a way for us to begin to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hard to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has emotions and reacts like that, but anyway, certainly the Pesukim give us two different versions of whether he has anger or he doesn't have anger. So the Gemara's one approach of the Gemara is it depends who he's talking about. If he's talking about the Jewish people, so he withholds his anger. If he talks about the Ovdei Kochavim, he does not withhold his anger. Rav Chinana bar Papa Amar, Chema Ein Li, Shekvar Nishbati, Mi Yitnene Shelo Nishbati, Eya Shamir Vishayas. Another approach of the Gemara is, no. Truth of the matter is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has anger, right? But he made a pledge and he made a promise that he's never going to use it. Okay? So one pasuk is describing that in essence he does have anger, and the other pasuk is describing, but I promised I never would use it. Okay, that's another approach. And we have another drasha that fits pretty much in line with this approach. On that day, Pasuk in Zechariah says, Avakesh la'ashmides kol ha'goyim, I requested, I petitioned, to destroy all the nations. So what does that mean? Avakesh mimi. What is it? Who is he requesting? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avakesh benignei shalahem. So Avakesh benignei shalahem, Rashi explains the word nignei as sefer zichron ma'aseihem. He looks at basically at the ledgers of every individual, of every nation. Im yesh lem zechus epadem, v'im lav ashmidem. If they have any zechus whatsoever, so then I'm not going to destroy them, and if not, so then I will have to destroy them. So in other words, again, you see this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the chema, he has this anger, but, you know, looks for anything to try to not use and not utilize it. V'hanadam harava ma'idechsev achlo ba'yishalach yad im bipido lahem shua. Difficult pasuk. In Eov, the pasuk describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to extend his hand in bepido lahem shua. Right? Difficult words to translate. Pido lahem shua. Shua can possibly come from the word Yeshua, which means salvation. Shua could also mean davening. Right? And pido is a very difficult word to translate. I don't know. Lapid maybe, Lapid Eish. Anyway, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu li Yisrael. Says what?
Destruction.
Right? Lapid Eish is like a burning fire. Right? Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu li Yisrael, Kishani Danes Yisrael, Ein Anidano Sam Kov Dechokochavim, Dechsev Ava Ashimenu. So, unlike the non-Jews, were there, right, Ava, they sin, Ashimenu, I destroy them. Ela ani nefram ehem kepid shel tarnegolas. The Gemara gives an explanation of the word from Eov, bipido, like kepid shel tarnegolas. The feathers? I'm sorry, pecking. Rashi says that. Right, Nikor. Right, like the pecking of a tarnegolas, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when it comes to the Jews, I know they deserve to be destroyed, but that's not how I'm going to do it, but rather I'm going to just simply peck at them. I'm going to peck away at them. Dava acher, afilu misol osim mitzvah lefanai ki'im ma'at, kepish tarnegolim sheminakrim ba'ashpa, ani mitzarfan lecheshbon gadol. Another possible pshat in that pasuk in Eov is that even if the Jews do mitzvos little by little, like the pecking chicken, right, little by little, what I'll do is I'll take all those little mitzvos and I'll combine them together. Shenemar im bipido lahem shua. Okay, davar acher. Another possible pshat in this pasuk in Iyov, bischar shemeshvi'in lefanai, because they pray in front of me. Here we're going to take the word shua. Shua over here is not from the word Yeshua, Yosha, but rather from the word shua, which means to daven. Lefanai, ani moshia osam. They pray in front of me, so then I will save them. Da'am Rabbi Abba, my dechsiv anochi efadem vehema dibru elai kizavim. Right, I will redeem them, and they still say about me that I lie. Right, they'll say bad things about me. Ani amarti efadem bemamonam ba'olam hazeh kedei sheyizkol olam haba. I redeem them with money in this world, so that they get a portion of the world to come. The Hema Dibra like Zavim, and they say about me things that I lie. V'hainu damer apapi mishmei derava my dechsiv ve'ani yasarti chizakti zorasam ve'alai yechashvu ra. Similarly, there's another drasha that basically fits in right along with this idea. Ani asarti, I gave them suffering, right? Chazakti zorasechem, and they thought that I was doing it for their bad. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti isram b'yisurim ba'olam hazeh. I'll give them suffering in this world, kedei sheyichzeku zorasechem l'olam haba, so that they'll be strengthened in the world to come. Ve'alai chashvura, and they thought that it was bad, meaning that bad things were happening to them, even though they weren't bad people, and they thought, why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing that? Okay. More on this topic. Mishtabech lu Rabbi Abahu lemine b'Rav Safra de Adam Gadolhu. Okay, we find this in the Gemara, different Amorayim talking about other Amorayim, sometimes building them up. So Rabbi Abahu was telling the... Now here in the Gemara it says minim. Minim usually means heretics. I assume that's what it means over here as well. But it's almost like the government. You'll see why I say that in just a moment. So Rabbi Abahu was talking to the minim, to the local heretic government, and he's saying, this Rav Safra, he's awesome. Great guy. Great guy, and very special guy. The Adam Gadolhu. Shavku le michsa de tle sarshnin. Okay? And he got parsonage. Right? For those of you who do not know, in American taxing, so the clergy members get some sort of tax relief. Right? It's called parsonage. So that the Gemara you're talking about over here, once Rav Safra got the nod, got the approval of Rabbi Abahu, so they relieved him from taxes. He didn't have to pay taxes for 13 years. Okay? Nice relief. Now, one day, they actually saw him walking down. So now this is the minim seeing Rav Safra. Amrulay, so they said, you know, we did relieve him from taxes for 13 years, and let's test him out. Let's see what he knows. So Ksiv, so they quote a pasuk from Amos. Okay, so we're deep in Treyasar. Rakes chem yadati mikol mishbechos ha'adama. Al kein efkor aleichem es kol avonos eichem. So, I know you more than any other families in the world, and therefore I visit you in all your sins. Okay, that's pasuk in Amos. Third parak of Amos. So, just think about the simple pshat in the pasuk. Right, I know you more than any other nation in the world, meaning you're like one of my favorite nations, or you are my favorite nation, and therefore I visit you for any sin that you do. Okay? Man di isle sisya berachami masikle. So somebody who has anger, so what does he do? He goes to his friend. Rashi says berachami. Rachami means his beloved, his close friend, and he takes it out on his close friend. It doesn't make any sense, meaning just a simple pshat in the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out his anger on the one he loves the most. So, ishtik v'lo amaluh v'lo midi. So this Rav Safra, who was given 13 years of tax relief, he didn't know how to answer the question. Right? Simple pasuk in Amos, and he just didn't know how to answer the question. Ramulei sudra b'tzavarei v'kamet sarulei. So, they came back with what is, you know, the normal approach, and that is they choke him, or they start choking him. Right, they take a handkerchief and they put it around his neck and they start squeezing. Asa Rabbi Abahu, so along comes Rabbi Abahu, Ashkechinu, and Rabbi Abahu, who was the one who built this guy up anyway, and he finds it. Amrulahu, Amay Mitzar Sulei. What do you do? What are you guys doing? Why are you choking him? Amrulei, Valava Martlan Dadam Gadahu. So they say to Rabbi Abahu, look, I believe all this is your fault. because you told us that he was a great man. And he doesn't even know how to say simple pshat in this pasuk. Amar lahu, look at this answer. This is unbelievable. Amar lahu, emer de amar lahu b'tanai. Yeah, you know, he is a Talmud Chacham, but he knows that Gemara thing, right? He doesn't know Tanakh. Come on, right? Bikrimi amar lahu. He doesn't know psukim in Chumash, or in this case, not Chumash, but in Navi, and we're deep in Treyasar. It's amazing. In other words, you think it's a modern phenomena. You know that in the yeshivas they learn Gemara and they don't learn Tanakh. It's not a modern phenomenon. It's as old as this story in the Gemara. It's amazing. So Amar luchu emad amar luchu b'tanai b'krimi amar. He doesn't know pesukim in Chumash in Tanakh. Amar luchu. So they say, okay. So you say pshat. So amar le maishna ason. I'm sorry. Amar luchu. So I'll tell you pshat. So Amrule, so they say to him, Maishna Asun Diiditem. So I don't understand. They say now to Rabbi Abahu, how come you know pshat? Meaning you know Tanakh, and you say that he's great and he doesn't know Tanakh. Amruluhu, so he says in his defense, Rabbi Abahu now, Anan Dishkichan Gavaychun Raminan Anafshein Umainan. Listen, I live with you heretics. And you heretics, you love this Tanakh stuff. So, and not, but I'm saying you love it, meaning, and you love to challenge with Tanakh. So I need to prepare myself every day. Every day you ask me another question based on another pasuk in Tanakh, and I need to go home and I need to research and I need to look into it. So I know Tanakh. Inu lo ma'ine, but him, he didn't live with heretics, so he didn't have this constant badgering of all these pesukim in Tanakh, and he didn't need to know it the same way I need to know it. Amrulay leim alan at. So they say to him, okay. And now the Gemara doesn't tell us, did they stop choking him? Did they not stop choking him? That part of the story, we're so past that part of the story. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay, fine. So, but let's go back to that pasuk and Amos, and let's now get pshat in that pasuk and Amos. Amr lahu. So he says now. This is Rabbi Abahu. So he says, em sholcha mashlama hadavar dome. I'll give you a mashal. La adam shenoshe mishnei bnei adam. Let's say a person is a lender and he's got two loans outstanding. Echad oavo ve'echad sono. And it happens to be that one of the borrowers he likes a lot, and the other borrower he has no like for whatsoever, a dislike towards him. Oavo nifra mimenu me'at me'at, sono pare mimenu bevas achas. So for the one that he likes, he'll give him a courtesy. Oh, you don't have all the money right now? Okay, so pay me a little bit now, pay me a little bit later. And he keeps going back and he keeps visiting him again and again and again and again. That's his oe. And the sone, and the one he doesn't like, he just knocks on the door and he says, okay, you'll pay me everything right now. And that is pshat in the pasuk and Amos. Meaning, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, let's go back to that pasuk. Right? Rak etchem yadati mikomish b'chos adama, al kein efkod aleichem es kol avonos heichem. I visit you again and again over all your sins. And based on the mashal that Rabbi Abba was giving us, good, now we understand. So because Bnei Yisrael is an ohev, and they sin, so, but instead of getting payment all at once, he comes back and extracts a little bit of payment, and again we go back to that pecking chicken analogy. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana mai dechsev. Chalilucha me'asos kadavar hazeh la'amit tzadik im rasha. Okay? More on this topic, pasuk in Parshas Vayera. Here we describe the destruction of Sodom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalil Lecha. Right? What are you going to do? You're going to destroy Sodom, right? And you're going to kill Tzadik and Rasha. Amar Avram Livnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here the Gemara now darshins. Ribono Sha Olam. Chulen Hu Me'asos Kadavar Hazeh. Lahamit tzadik im rasha. It's chulin. It's an act of chulin. It's, I guess, for lack of a better word, it's profane. Right? It's not holy. Okay, but we have other psukim in Tanakh that indicate God does it. It's not crazy. I will destroy amongst you tzadik v'rasha. That's b'tzadik she'eino gamor. So the Gemara says that's tzadik, but partial tzadik. Okay? It's a pshat. It's a pshat in the pasuk. Ava b'tzadik amor lo v'haksiv umim mikta ashay tachilu. The pasuk over here says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys, he starts with his mikdash. Now, mikdash over here could be talking about a structure, a building. Utni Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef teaches us, no. Al tikre mimikdashi, ela mimikudashai. Here, mikdash does not mean a building. Mikdash here is talking about people. Ela b'nei adam shekimu satorah mi'alef ha'tav. People who kept the entire Torah from A to Z, or from Aleph to Tav. So Hasam Nami came and Shaya b'yadam limchos v'lo michu havelu ketzadikim she'enem gemurim. So the Gemara says, I'll say the same thing over there. Yes, tzadikim, but not full tzadikim. Over there, they themselves kept the entire Torah, but they lived with the people who did not keep the entire Torah. They didn't reprimand, they didn't rebuke, and so therefore they are held accountable for the fact that they didn't reprimand or rebuke other people. Okay. Good. We talked about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, right? How he extracts judgment. We talked about differences between how he extracts judgment on the other nations of the world versus how he extracts judgment on the Jewish people. We mentioned a little bit earlier this morning about the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Gemara discusses the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in much greater detail. Pasuk says, Rav Papa Ramiksiv El Zoaim Bechol Yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Okay? Uksiv Lefnei Zamo Miyamod. And meanwhile, we have another pasuk that says that no one can stand the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, if you put those two pasukim together, one's from Tehillim, the other one's from Nachum, but if you put those two pasukim together, you arrive at an absurd conclusion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, and no one can withstand his anger. So we as a society could not exist one day if you put those two psukim together. So the Gemara says, okay, so we'll explain like this. One's talking about individual and one's talking about the Sibor. As an individual, no one can withstand the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a community, we can handle it. We can burden HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger every day. Tanu Rabbanan Kelzo Ein B'chol Yom V'kama Zamo Rega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, and how much is his anger? It's one moment. And the Gemara is going to quantify. Gemara is going to tell us exactly how long that one moment is. The Kama Rega, how much is that Rega? So Achas Mei, it's going to be one in. Chamesh Ribu Shloshas Alafim Mushmona Meyaz Varbi Mushmona Besha'a Zuhi Rega. According to our Gemara, it's 53,848. Okay, you'll notice in the margin, the Gemara in Brachos, same Gemara in Brachos, Tav Zion, gives us a slightly different number. Rabbeinu Tam, interestingly enough, has a different version in terms of what the number should be. Okay, it's a fraction of an hour. Let's say like this. It's a small fraction of the hour. If you work it out in our Gemara over here, it comes out to a fraction of a second. Right? A very small fraction of 1 second. Okay? That is how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger is every single day. The Ein Kol Birya Yechol Chavino Sarega Chutz Mibilam Rasha. Now, when does that happen? I mean, there are 24 hours in a day. There are 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in every hour, so 3,600 seconds every hour, and this anger is only one fraction of 1 second. So, over the course of one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, but it's only a moment. When is that moment? The Gemara says, we don't know. Bilam HaRasha knows, but that's it. That's the only one who knows, we don't know. Dichsiv Bey, and now this Gemara should sound familiar to you. We had this Gemara, the Gemara in Ambrachos Dav Zayin, as I just mentioned. We've seen this Gemara in Chelek, right? This entire Gemara that we're going to do right now is all going to be a nice review from what we already saw in Perek HaChelek in Sanhedrin. Okay? Bilam knew it. Bilam knew. V'yodei Das Elyon. The Gemara says, V'yodei Das Elyon, Bilam knew the mindset of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, he doesn't know that. What he knows, his knowledge is that singular moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. And here the Gemara goes on, Efsha das behem to lo havayada das al yami havayada. Gemara says, Bilam's not that bright. He really isn't. He doesn't even know what his donkey knows or what his donkey's thinking, and you expect him to know das al yar my das behem tolo haviyada be ina dechazulei davarach vechamra. So because look, it's just a great gemara, right? Bilam takes out his donkey in order to ride over to Balak. And they see him riding on a donkey. Now, when you're traveling long distances, usually you don't get on the donkey, you get on the horse. And they look at him and they say, Amrulay, my time ala rechafta susya. You know, that's a strange mode of transportation, right? You're taking out your donkey. So Amrulahu biritiva shadele. So he said, well, my horse is in the shop. Now, that's not exactly what he said, but he said something basically like that. It's out by the swamp. So miyad v'tomra ha'ason, halo anochi ha'ason cha. So the donkey looks at Bilam and says, what are you talking about? I'm your donkey. So amar lei l'te'ina. So in other words, and by the way, that's a quote from the pasuk. Halo anochi ha'ason cha. That's when the donkey starts talking to Bilam, and now, through this medrash, we're now having a much better understanding of what the dialogue was between Bilam and the donkey. Amar la l'te'ina ba'amar. So he says back to the donkey, yeah, you're my donkey, but usually that's just for carrying burdens, not for carrying me. Amalei asher achavta alai. The donkey says back to Bilam, no, you ride me. Amalei krab alma. He says, no, every now and then, yeah, but not daily. Amalei, she says back to him, me'odechav adayamazan. From this day and oh, when you always ride on top of me. V'lo odel shaniyot lecha rechivas bayam ve'ishas balayla. And not only that, but I do double duty, right? During the daytime, you ride on me, and at night, we're like husband and wife. Siv hacha, and the Gemara Darshan's haskenis kanti, siv hasam atilo sochenes, right? Using the same word that we find in the beginning of Sefer Malachim, describing David and Avishag, Hashunamis, that she lied next to him. Now, that happens to be, I made this point before, happens to be that they didn't sleep together, but just the idea that they were lying together in bed, the Gemara uses that same imagery of Bilam and his donkey. So good. So we've basically, the Gemara is just showing us through this dialogue, Bilam didn't know a whole lot. Didn't know what his donkey was thinking. How could he possibly know Das Elyon? V'yodeh Das Elyon. So Elam v'yodeh Das Elyon, sh'yodeh l'chav v'nav s'shash shakash baruch hu koez ba. He was a one-trick pony, Bilam. And that was that all he knew was how to get to that one moment during the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. That's what Bilam knew. V'hanu dekamalu navi, ami zachar na mayatz balak melech moav, uma ana oso Bilam ben Beor, min hashitim ba'ad ha-gilgal, laman da'az sitkos Hashem. That's pshat in the pasuk in Micha. Right? Look what Balak wanted to do, look what Bilam wanted to do, and you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was righteous. Amar of Elazar, Amar Lama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Ami, Ru'u Kama Tzidkos Asisiyis Imachem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I did tzedakah with you people. Shelo ka'asti aleichem kol ostam ayamim. Because what I did during that time is I didn't get angry. Meaning that normally, under normal circumstances, I get angry every day for that one moment. But because Bilam wanted to curse you, and because he knew when that moment was going to be, I then decided that I'm not going to get angry for that day. Shema ka'asti aleichem, lo nishtar me'ovdei kochavim, misoneim sheyisrael, srid upalit. Gemara speaks euphemistically, and the Gemara says, because if I would get angry, none of you would have been around. You would not have survived.
Did he know in advance, or he knew at the time that I
Well, v'hainu, that's actually the very next part of the Gemara. V'hainu dekamalei Bilam la'balak. That's exactly now what Bilam says to Balak. Ma ekov lo kavakel. I can't curse him because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't curse. What does that mean? So, Uma azom lo za'am Hashem. Uma azom lo za'am Hashem. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry on that day. So, he then realized that, look, I know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. I was going to curse during that moment in time. I didn't. And you should know that the reason why I didn't is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get angry that day. Kama za'amo, how long is this anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Now I know we just answered that question a little bit before. The Gemara gives us another quantifying marker. Rega. V'kama rega, he gets angry for a moment, and that is Amar HaMeimar V'Yitei Ravina Rega Kememra. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. That's how long HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Okay? Look at the second Tosos on the page. Right? Rega kememra. Second, the amount of time it takes to say the word rega. V'im tomar. I've said this before. I'm just reviewing something that I've said in the past. Mahaya yocholomar b'shasmu etas kazos. Tosos says, what are you going to say? What was Bilam planning on saying during that moment in time? Right? Fair question. Bilam was going to curse the Jewish people. He was going to use that moment that God gets angry. We now have described that moment to be a very small moment, right? A fraction of a second. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. What's Bilam going to say? B'yesh lomer. So the first answer in Tosos says Hayo Omer Kalein. So the first answer is that Bilam was just going to say one word. Same amount of syllables as rega, kalein. Good. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should destroy. And look what Tosfos says over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hafcho v'amar melech. Right? And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes the word kalein, flips it around, and turns it into melech. I don't know where Tosfos gets this from. Meaning, right? It's not in the Gemara. And it's just strange. I don't fully understand it because I thought the Gemara's point was HaKadosh Baruch Hu just didn't get angry. Meaning didn't open up that window of opportunity. And here Tosfos now is telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the one word that Bilam used to curse and he inverts it and he turns it from Kalem to Melech. You know, and there's a little bit of wordplay going on. Okay, it's strange. Just the first approach of Tosfos is strange. And the Amar Melech, the Steve Ustruos Melech Bo. Okay, there's a second approach in Tosfos. Rabbi Eliyahu haya mefarish. Rabbi Eliyahu, one of the Balei Tosfos, she'ein tzarich rak lahaschil kelasa ba'oso rega. He says a much more fundamental answer. It's a window of opportunity. You don't have to get the whole curse in during that window, that small window. You have to start, and once you start there, so then you could just go on. Teidush haya rotzel la'arich bekelasa kedisa bechelik. In fact. The second approach in Tosfos says, look, we learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin. There, he wanted to give a lot of curses. It wasn't a one-word curse. Bilam wanted to extend a lot of curses to the Jewish people. So it's clear that he was going to take a while in terms of cursing the Jewish people. So Tosfos says, so the pshat must be that you just got to start at that moment, but once you got in, so then you could just keep going on and on and curse and curse. Okay, that's the second approach in Tosfos. Based on this, the Aruch HaShochan, right, a relatively contemporary posting from Vichil Epstein, also the Aruch HaShochan, so he writes that when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you know that there are times that you have to daven. Shacharis and Mincha, right, by Mincha you have to finish by Shkia, by Shacharis you have to finish by the fourth hour. So do you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei by that time? Or is it good enough if you start before that time? Meaning, let's say you know exactly when Shkia is. We happen to know every day exactly when Shkia is. Just look on the Bima. And the Aruch HaShochan says, based on the second approach in Tosfos, you just have to start before Shkia. Right? But your Shemoneh Esrei can continue going after Shkia, and you're still within the time. And the Aruch HaShochan says, based on this Tosfos, I think I'm right. I believe I'm right. That doesn't have to be that you have to finish within that time. Okay? Debatable, right? Not everyone agrees with the Aruch HaShochan, but it's interesting how he makes that comparison between davening Bizman and this Tosfos about Bilam cursing. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let's just wrap it up. Let's finish up this section over here. Right, I'm sorry. Uminalon de rega havi rizcha. Okay, how do we know that he gets angry during this time? So the Gemara says ki rega ba'po chayim b'tzonam. V'i ba'isem ameacha hav'i ki me'at rega ad ya'avur za'am. Okay, now it's so interesting because now the Gemara, although having told us that only Bilam knows, but now the Gemara is going to give us a way of knowing when this time is going to be. Amos rasach. So when does he get angry? Amar Abaye b'tlashay kamas. During the first 3 hours of the day. Okay? So now we have further reduced the window to the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chivra karvalta tarnagolta. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ki chivra karvalta de tarnagolta. So the Gemara says, and you want to know when it's going to be? When the, I don't know what it's called. The thing on the chicken. You know, the thing that hangs. comb? Okay, let's call it the comb. The comb of the chicken turns white. Okay? So the Gemara says, Kol Shaita v'shaita mechver chiver. The Gemara says, well, it's always white. No. Kol Shaita is be sir yuke sumka. No, most of the time there's some sort of red tinge running through this comb of the chicken. Hai shaita, but at that singular moment when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, leisbe sir yuke sumke, there's no red tinge in it, it's all white. Okay? And then the Gemara goes on to tell us a story. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hava mitzar lei hahu mina. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was being tormented by this heretic. With psukim. Okay? Like, so a second time this morning, we discussed how the heretics used Tanakh against us. Yumachad, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi just couldn't take it anymore. So one day, what does he do? He goes to the local butcher, and he buys a chicken, but a live chicken. And he ties it to the legs of his bed. The ayin bay, and he sits there and he waits. And now what he's going to do is he's going to wait until the comb of the chicken turns totally white, at which point he knows that that's going to be now the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, and he's going to curse this heretic. Okay? The ayin bay. Savaki mata yishaita il taya. And he's very clear about his plans. I will curse at that moment. Kimata haishaita nimnem. Now, he's sitting on his bed, and it's comfortable, and you know, it's the it's getting late in the morning, and he falls asleep. Amar shmamina lavarach arlame vedhachi. So, he sees this as a sign from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to do that, clearly. So, verachamav akoma asav ksiv. Uksiv v'gam anosh letzadik lo tov. Just not good, it's not right. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be rachamim. He does not want us to be that type, that way of cursing other people, even if we can coordinate it with the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Tanush mishmeid Rav Meir b'shar shemalachim anichim kisrayim b'roshayim u'shachim lacham amyad kawes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, now, right, the Gemara pieces together for us the puzzle a little bit better. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. The Gemara up until this point in time has never explained why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Now we'll have a much better understanding. Because what happens is, sometime during the first third hour of the day, first 3 hours of the day, the kings wake up. And they place the crown on their head, and they go outside and they bow down to the sun. Meaning that there is prevalent idolatry that takes place during that time, and that angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And as a result of that, that's why there's that moment in time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. How does that tie into the comb of the chicken? I'm not sure, but it does help us understand a little bit better why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Amar Rav Yosef, lo litzle in shlutzle demutzle betlas sha'i kamaisa diyuma biyumakama dereshasa biyachid. Ah. And then it turns into a practical halacha. Based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does get angry, and the anger exists for the first third of the day, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah should be delayed. And it should not be davened during the first 3 hours of the day. Kevan Dilma, Kevan de Makbedina, because look, that day is the day of judgment. And now you take judgment, which is anyway what Rosh Hashanah is, couple it together with his anger, which we know occurs during the first 3 hours of the day, sometime during the first 3 hours of the day. Dilma ma'ayne be'uvde v'dachfule midche. So the Gemara says, and what's going to happen is that it's going to, Kadosh Baruch Hu will put the two together, and it won't be pleasant. So the Gemara, but I should point out that this is only b'yachidus. That's only if you're davening by yourself. Okay? It's sad. Someone's davening by himself on Rosh Hashanah, but that's only b'yachidus. Ihachi did tzibur nami. So the Gemara says, well, shouldn't the same thing be true by tzibur? No. Did tzibur nefishe zechusei? By tzibur, there's a lot of zechuyus amongst the tzibur, so the tzibur does not need to worry about that. Ihachi di yachid did tzafra nami lo. So the Gemara says, an individual should not daven in their early morning cave, and he could see board to come absolu lo kamatche. So the Gemara says, well, no, because there's Sibur davening, and even though he's davening by himself, but he, so to say, he attaches himself to the Sibur. Okay, now, let's put today's daf and yesterday's daf together, and we're going to arrive at a very strange conclusion. V'ha amar, we learned yesterday's daf. Shalosh Rishon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Va'Osek B'Torah. We divided the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day, his agenda book, into four parts. And we said yesterday's daf that the first 3 hours of every day he's learning Torah. Now we're saying that he's involved in din and in anger and it doesn't make any sense. So the first approach of the Gemara is Epoch. Okay, so what you're going to have to say is that flip it around. Now, what are we flipping around exactly? The Gemara is not that particularly clear. But maybe we'll have to say something along the lines of that first 3 hours of the day, he is sitting in judgment. The Gemara says, look, no, you don't have to say that. Torah dichsiv be'emes, dichsiv emes kanal, ve'altim chor, altim kor, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu osim lifnim eshur sadin. Din delok siv be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oso lifnim eshur sadin. Look, when it comes to Torah, so Torah is emes, Torah is truth. So when it comes to Torah, there's no deviation from truth whatsoever. Torah equals truth. But when it comes to din doesn't necessarily have to be totally truthful and honest. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can operate lifnim mishuras hadin. So in other words, there can be judgment at the same time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning Torah. Even though Torah embodies truth, but din doesn't necessarily have to embody that same truth. Okay. Alright, we talked this morning, okay, it was all Agadata all morning. We talked this morning about the nature of God's din. We talked about din in the Yom HaDin, in the Day of Judgment. We talked about din in terms of how he responds to the Umos HaOlam versus how he responds to Bnei Yisrael. We went over again the story of Bilam and the donkey, and Bilam being able to coordinate that singular time during the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was righteous, did not get angry for the time that they went through the desert, through the Midbar. Right, that was the Tzidkas Hashem. I spoke at the Tosfos. We talked about, right, possibly, you know, the Aruch HaShulchan. And then the Gemara ended off with more about God's agenda and what he does over the course of the day. Okay, I will stop here at the two dots. Tomorrow we'll pick it up from the two dots. And a little bit more. A couple more. No, one more day of Agadata. And then we go back to the Gemara. Although, I will tell you, though, there's still more Agadata coming up in the first parak. First parak's got a good amount of Agadata for whatever reason. Okay, I'll stop over here.